Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello there, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
Guess who's back? Back again. It is Bryn from Monday.
Okay. She's our friend.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Come on, keep on going.
I don't think we have any more, but it was good while it lasted.
It was fun.
Yes.
Bryn, we're so excited to have you on our Spill the Tea episode today. We hope that everyone has listened to the episode from Monday. And if you did not, it is a doozy.
You missed out.
The spirit was moving and whoa. So go back and listen to that.
And speaking of the spirit.
Speaking of the spirit, we're going to ask you a few questions today. Are you ready, Bryn?
Ready as I'll ever be, I think.
Okay, so as we know, and people hopefully know because they listen to the podcast on Monday, that you co-pastor with your husband. And so we know as pastors, because we have definitely had our, you know, share of mishaps, and also we've seen our husbands have some share of mishaps or things not said correctly or all kinds of things that can happen when all eyes are on you. And so have you ever had a moment or a few moments that you want to share about when something happened that was not supposed to happen? And how did you handle it?
Absolutely. Well, as we talked about in our episode, we are of the charismatic persuasion, right? So anything can happen in church. Most things do. But anyway, I lead worship there at the church. And there was a time when I was singing, tripped over the cord on my microphone and got down to my knees and just acted like I was out in the spirit. And believe it or not, that was one of the best moves of God we've ever had in our service.
God has a sense of humor.
Do you wonder if he knocked you down? I mean, maybe it wasn't.
Sometimes he knocks you, he has to knock you down on purpose. Yes, for sure. But I want to preface this by saying I learned this technique from Bible college. There was a particular woman minister who would come to chapel, and she liked to lay hands on you. And when I say lay hands on you, it's like just, you know, slap you on upside the head type of anoint you with oil type of thing. Got to the point where when we were in prayer lines and we'd see her coming, my best friend and I would just fall down on our faces before she even got to us.
Oh my goodness.
Not even kidding. Looking down like this, and then I'd peek up to make sure I was safe.
Safe from being hit upside the head.
Yes.
That is so amazing.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
Oh, the stories. We could write a book. It happened in church.
Oh, yes, it happens in church. What about your husband? Have you had anything that's happened to him that he wouldn't mind you sharing?
That maybe even embarrassed you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, vicariously?
Vicariously. You know what? Actually, no. He's pretty... other than, you know, he likes to walk on the platform back and forth. Yeah. And so there's been a few times where he's taken a little slip with his shoe, but not fallen down. Did he once? He may have. I'm going to have to think about that. I feel like that happened. Tripped up the steps.
You just like go down and do a somersault and you're just like, I'm just trying to wake everybody up. And just make sure you're paying attention.
Ta-da. Got a little tipsy on the coffee this morning.
Too much coffee.
Spirit, it does it to you.
That's hilarious.
Hey, friend. end, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
All right, you have time for one more?
Yeah, do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is not me, but this is an evangelist we used to travel with who was preaching at a church that was a very small church. And for some reasons, they had decided to build the bathrooms at the front of the church in the sanctuary. Uh-oh. Right?
Why?
Exactly. Why? And so this evangelist was kind of fiery, you know, and he got wired up and started preaching, and he's just like, let the fire fall. No kidding. This man comes out of the bathroom with his pants around his legs, jump into the back of the church because he thought there was a fire in the church.
Oh, my heavens.
He didn't take like a second to just pull those babies up.
Nope. He just came jumping out.
He gave everybody on the front row. People were regretting being on the front row that day.
People had to have counseling after that.
Oh, my God.
How embarrassing, but yet funny. Oh, my goodness.
Bless his heart.
Bless his little pea pig in heart and all the things. Oh, I bet that church is like, should we move those bathrooms? Is it time now? Is it time to move those bathrooms? Church, if you're listening, it's time. Your bathroom should not be at the front. You know?
Yes.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
This is your sign.
This is your sign. Well, Brent, thank you so much for being on our Spill the Tea today and making us laugh. Yes. Oh my gosh. It was so, so, so good. We love you. And
love you too.
Go spill some tea.
Go spill some tea. Until next time.
Toodles.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.